Hi there, you're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm David Hogg, and I'm joined by the Little Alternative Band of the Month for February, Altanac. Hi, how you doing?
Good, hello.
Yeah. What is Altanac? Where did the name come from?
Oh, it's quite funny.
It's like, the stars and constellations, Orion's Belt is quite a famous one.
Right, okay.
And there's, of the stars in Orion's Belt, there's a middle star called Alnitak,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, that's it.
And we were just like thinking of ideas for names because we changed our name a couple times ages ago, and we're like, we need to find one that we're just set on and that we're going to commit to. So and then you and Eve suggested changing Alnitak and swapping the letters, so it was Altanac.
Yeah, it just sounded easier to say and a bit more kind of catchy. So yeah, technically it's a made up word, but
it's a made up word. Yeah.
It's also a star. I think if you Google Altanac, I think. As well as our page, it does come up with the star as well. So it's quite similar.
Yeah, it goes. Did you mean Alnitak?
Yeah. No, I swear. Forgetting me, forgetting
time. Can you tell us your name and the role that you have in Altanac, please?
All right. My name's Mary. I am the lead singer in Altanac, and I also play rhythm guitar.
Ooh.
Hi there. I'm Gregor, and I play drums in Altanac. Unfortunately, the other two members, Andrew and Eve, aren't here because they're in Dundee right now.
Yeah.
And if they were, we'd all be very crowded around this one mic
here.
Gregor, we've met before. We met in the merch line at Wolf Alice back in... Was that back
November
in
11?
November, yeah. So, I mean, did you enjoy the show?
That was one of my favourite gigs I've ever been to.
Yeah, the energy in the place was mental.
Yeah. I love Barrowlands as a venue. It's actually fantastic.
You guys have released a plethora of music over sort of the past year and a half, with the most recent song you released, Kick Off. I mean, it's a party song, pretty much.
Yeah, so, pretty much.
Really, it's about, I think, young people our age can relate to it.
Yeah. And I think we had slower, not as upbeat songs. And I think, I think we came into a band practice one time with a lot of energy.
Yeah.
And we thought, do you just want to write
fun song? She just struck those four chords and it just kind of sounded really energetic and fresh.
Yeah.
And we all kind of, as soon as she played it, we all kind of felt how we kind of, it's almost like we knew inside how we kind of knew what kind of type of song it would be.
Yeah.
And so then we kind of just jacked
decided
it and jammed it.
It was just really fun. It was like, I think we were laughing the whole way we were like doing it. And everything seemed to kind of click.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those songs where it just kind of like wrote itself, I think. Yeah.
Have any of you studied music to an extent?
Well, we all did kind of music in high school. Actually, no, we didn't. I was the only one that kind of took it. I did higher and advanced higher.
I actually do music
at Glasgow University now. So, yeah, it's fun. But everyone else, nah.
Yeah.
Just kind of keep it as a hobby. Yeah. I think I should have done that, to be honest. No, it's fun.
You guys have just played the New Year's resolution thing at King Tut's. What was that like? Because it's such an iconic venue.
It was incredible.
It was definitely one of the best gigs we've ever played.
Yeah, I would say so.
I think what made it so good was because since we moved to uni, we hadn't actually played many gigs.
Yeah.
So when we played this one gig, we got all our friends from uni, all the new friends we made in first year.
Oh,
brilliant.
And so like we just brought them all down and they were all like having a great time.
Yeah.
So it was really fun to see us for the first time.
Yeah, they really pulled through. I think we had, 81 people that came for us. We managed to sell 81 tickets and then...
It's
just great, you know, everyone's kind of up for it.
Mm.
And we played King Tut's once before and that was great as well.
Yeah.
But this was just so different because the crowd was just kind of our friends.
I think I'd been to a couple gigs there beforehand and I knew it was a really famous venue. It's where Oasis got their first record deal.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's very popular for their act and it's just got so much history. And so that's why we kind of really, I think we all really wanted to play it. And so when we got to play it for the first time back in September, that was great. And then now we also played it in January and that was really fun too.
Going on to that gig in September, that was for the BBC Introducing.
Yeah.
So can you sort of let us in to behind the scenes what goes on during that and how it's different to a regular gig?
For BBC Introducing, I think the idea was that the main headline band from that was called Rebel Westerns.
There's
a really cool band from Edinburgh. We played with them and like I think BBC Introducing were kind of looking at this band and sort of were quite interested in them, and so they were also interested to see what the support bands had to offer as well.
And that helped us a lot, that kind of, because there was people there that were kind of there for Rebel Westerns and things like that. It's so great to, even though they're not necessarily there for us, it's still good, you know, because people can kind of see what we're like live and get a gist of what we're about. But it was pretty, I remember when we were told, and as soon as they said like BBC, we were like, what?
They were like, oh,
no,
there's
going
to be these guys in the audience and you don't know who they are, but they were at the BBC and it's like, oh, it's very hush-hush special.
It was, it was great though. Yeah. It was a big confidence booster as well.
Yeah,
it was fun.
Really
you know.
Fun gig. You'll have sand between your
toes. Greg, we met in the Barrowins. You were sort of talking about King Tut's and you said that it's like playing in your living room. Like, you guys have played festivals, haven't you?
Yeah, we've played a couple festivals.
Yeah, so comparing like a festival to playing in your living room, is there like a massive difference between the two?
I would say so. It sounds different. Maybe outside, a lot of the sounds kind of just goes everywhere. And then if you're in a hall, a big hall that's very lots of reverb, lots of very large sound, like say Barrowlands, for example. But then in a lot of smaller venues, if you're in a small room, the sound's very kept inside. It sounds great to play there, because you really feel like it's like if you're in the crowd, you feel like the band's playing like right in front of you.
I think feel the music a lot more.
Yeah.
It feels a lot more intimate, definitely.
Going all the way back, how did you guys form? Because you mentioned earlier that you were in school together, so how did the idea sort of come about to form Altanac?
So me and Eve, who's the bassist, we were in the same registration class. And we were in a music class together, and this is when we were,
12, 13.
And me and Eve were just kind of mucking about, and we were like, oh, how cool would it be if we just, like, started a band? And she was like, yeah, that'd be fun. I'm like, oh, yeah, let's do it.
So
we actually asked two people in our registration class, and then they said no. And then I was like, wait a minute, I know these guys from, like, back in my primary school. And Gregor was in a registration class as well, and Gregor was always banging it away on the drums. Banging it out. The teacher
probably a bit too much.
Not as big as fan, I have to say. So we went and asked Gregor, and you were like, yeah,
and
sounds good.
Around that same time, me and Mary actually come from the same street as well.
Yeah.
In Linlithgow, but me and Andrew have been playing guitar and drums since we were about 10. So at this point, we were about 12, 13, and we thought, well, now that we were a bit better at our instruments, why don't we try and jam together sometime?
Yeah.
And then at that around the same time, Mary came towards me, so
yeah.
And I was like, well, why not? Just it kind of just happened. Like,
yeah.
I kind of brought Andrew along, and then
that was
and Mary
it. Yeah, we went to this local youth club that kind of had a music room.
Yeah,
I think we were like the only ones that used it. But yeah, we just kind of started.
Really,
it's like twice a week actually.
Yeah,
we were really dedicated when we were younger.
We're way better at it.
Yeah,
it's funny how like we kind of started off doing covers and stuff. Like, as a lot of bands often do, they'll like get some covers so they can get used to sort of playing with each other and seeing it. And especially when you're that young, a lot of people do that. And then we started to maybe just write a song. We had our own song that we'd written, and then you write another one and another one, and you play another gig, and it's just really good fun.
I think we all clicked quite well.
Yeah.
So what sort of bands were you covering? What were your influences around that time and the music you wanted to make?
What was our first cover?
Our first cover was...
Was it not Nirvana?
I think it Smells Like Teen Spirit.
So,
ooh, everybody's first cover.
I know it seems pretty mental, like looking back, a bunch of like 12, 13 year olds playing like a song like that.
Yeah.
But then we also did covers. We also did like
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
We did all the classics, like Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Oh, that's another one.
Oh, we also did Chasing Cars by Snow Patrol.
Yeah,
I believe.
That one.
Classic.
Yeah, we weren't like I think we're quite lucky in the sense that we all have quite different music tastes and very similar music tastes as well.
As we started hitting teenage years, we started like really getting into different music, like finding what our own preferences are, and just like sort of general, sort of like around the clock music that everyone likes.
Yeah.
So like, I got really into like Foo Fighters and Queens of the Stone Age and down that rabbit hole,
mm-hmm.
and Andrew got really into like Pink Floyd and stuff.
Yeah.
And you really got into, when Circle Waves started putting out music, you were into like Catfish and Circle Waves.
Yeah, I'm quite.
You was really into like Imagine Dragons and that sort of thing. So we all kind of came, like, different parts of rock music and indie music we all kind of got into.
I think that works in our, I think a lot of bands out there, you know, will have exactly the same music taste. Like some bands do, and then that works great for them as well. But I do like that we're all different. It does mean that our songs can turn out quite different from each other, but there's still that general kind of, I like having a mix. And then we've always got songs to suggest to each other as well, which is great.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that I was going to say, is that because your influences are so different, that all of your music sort of sounds different from the kick in the face to its kickoff to something slower like Australia that we played last week. They've got the same core to them, but they are different.
Yeah, I think it's also because we're still constantly developing. And then we've got just got a new song that we've recently written, and we love it so much, and we can't wait to record it.
And we always have like plenty of ideas. Like, we all play guitar to some extent. Like, I've been playing guitar since I was about 16 now.
Yeah.
I really enjoy that. So I write some guitar music, and then Mary writes a lot of songs, and so does Eve and Andrew and stuff.
Yeah. It's just that constant trying to find what our thing is. And
sometimes we can write a song, just Andrew will just be playing some random thing he's written on the guitar, and I'll be like, hey, play that again. And then I'll try and just start jamming over it, and then we will all sort of come in and we'll figure something out from there.
I think that's where most of our songs come from.
What does the future and the rest of 2018 hold for the band?
2018 is hopefully be quite good. These few months coming up before summer, we're planning on sort of writing a lot of more music. Meeting up like more often and in Lithgow, more than we did say last semester at uni.
So
we're planning on meeting up more and maybe having a few recording sessions. We actually recorded a song over the Christmas holidays, but unfortunately we couldn't hear any kind of first mix or anything because the audio files accidentally got deleted off the software. So we spent like a day recording this song and
came crashing down.
We'll just do it better next time. Exactly.
Yeah, I think we just kind of take what comes kind of thing, and like we still do this, we just do it because it's fun. I think that's always the most important thing, and if something comes of it, that's great, it's a massive bonus, but it's just so fun, and that's always what we aim for. If it's not fun, it's not worth it.
Good, that's it, because again, there's a lot of other bands that it does become sort of a business, whereas as long as you can sort of keep the fun aspect of it, because in the beginning that's how you got together. So
especially trying to promote your band, like for example, like I remember thinking like, oh yeah, I need to make sure like everything on Instagram and Facebook is all good, and we need to get people to keep people active and following the page and stuff. Then you get too into it and you take it far too seriously from that point of view, and let's see, if you're going to take anything serious, it's the music. Like, it's not shouldn't be really any other part of it. Like, you've got to work hard about it if you want to do well on it, but it's like, it's the music that matters the most.
That's it. You mentioned social media there. Where can listeners of A Little Alternative find you on the social medias?
At the moment, we have Facebook, which is probably our biggest one. We also have Instagram. We post quite a lot on there. And then we also have Twitter and Spotify. So like, they're probably the big main four that I tell people to. And Twitter, so we have Twitter, Facebook, Instagram,
and Spotify.
We're also
on iTunes and Deezer.
Deezer, SoundCloud as well. Mm-hmm. All our songs are on SoundCloud.
So that's just search for Altanac on...
Just type in our name. Facebook, it's just going to be Altanac. I think Instagram is Altanac_band.
Yeah.
Is that it?
It often comes up first in a lot of searches because there's not many other things called Altanac.
No, just type in our name, it should come up. Oh yeah, we also have a website as well, you can find the links to all our social media on.
The link to our website is on most of our social media, so... Yeah. You can get to our website as well, and that can give you links to everything else. We've got like a photo gallery and all that kind of stuff as well.
And then upcoming gigs, we always put them on there as well.
Gregor, Mary, Altanac, thank you so much for joining us today on A Little Alternative.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for making us band them up for the month.
I know, that was fun. So. Yeah, thank you.
I'm David Hogg, and you've been listening to RNIB Connect Radio.